W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. White House officials answering questions today about President Biden's controversial decision to pardon his son Hunter Biden in his two federal cases. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre on Air Force One traveling with Biden to Africa.
Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently.
President-elect Donald Trump announcing he plans to nominate loyalist Kash Patel, someone who's openly discussed using the federal government to retaliate against Trump's political enemies, to be the next director of the FBI. The Supreme Court hearing our oral arguments today on whether the FDA should continue to be able to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes. The agency says it's protecting kids. Lake Effect Snow is slamming the Great Lakes with seven states from Wisconsin to New York under snow alerts today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police have confirmed that the body of 7-year-old Jacob Bear was recovered from West Twin River in Two Rivers on Sunday. A missing endangered child alert was issued after 4:30 Saturday afternoon when Jacob, who is described as autistic, was playing outside and his parents lost sight of him. Police, Coast Guard, Ice Search and Rescue, the Wisconsin National Guard, and the Wisconsin DNR all helped with the search throughout the night. Jacob was a second grader at Koenig Elementary in Two Rivers. The Oshkosh Common Council voted 4-3 last week to prohibit alcohol consumption in Opera House Square Park. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith was quick to emphasize that this ordinance is not designed to criminalize homelessness.
This is just one tool that allows us to interact with folks and have conversation, not banning them from parks in no way, shape, or form. It's simply saying this is acceptable behavior within the park and we'd like for you not to do it.
The ban will continue only through March 2025. A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. You may remember back in July, the erosion around a dam in Manawa in Waupaca County caused a breach that resulted in flash flooding and an evacuation of residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It is definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 32. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30 with some light snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear. Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Dom Selvia.
Just P.S. Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Back to school, back to work. Welcome in, everybody. Winter has arrived. We are here in December, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the World Headquarters, where, Mr. Zommers, it is a chilly willy. We don't have Willie Justice with us. We don't have any Willie with us, but it is chilly.
It is. Time to start layering. You know, I have a nice shell coat, and so now I've started to wear sweatshirts underneath it because it's cold.
Yes, it's very cold out there. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I got to spend some time at home with my family and see everybody. Nice. Spent a lot of time playing with Gracie, my 6-year-old niece. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. How about yourself?
Good. A good Thanksgiving week. A busy one. I can't say it was particularly extraordinarily relaxing, but it was good. It was a lot of fun. I was in RC on Thanksgiving Day proper, helping out there. And had a great meal. My sister's family came into town. My cousin Susan from Iowa. So it was a lot of fun. And then Friday, of course, I came back down because my great friend Rob Wheat was very gracious and invited me to the final home Badger football game of the season, the battle for the axe against Minnesota. A good time was had by all. The Richland Center Mafia tailgate crew was out bright and early at 8 o'clock, and you'll be happy to know I was ready to go, had my coffee brewed, brought a pot of coffee.
And, no PBR for you.
What? No. I guess along about 10 o'clock or so ish, 9:30, 10. Rob, beautifully done, by the way, bartending there right in the parking lot outside the Kohl Center, a screwdriver. It was fantastic.
That's a much more appropriate morning beverage.
A little morning. Yes. So you know, that gets you up and gets you going along with the coffee and a great Mark Schrader, the son of my former colleague at WRCO, the late, great Ray Schrader. Mark brought some great breakfast sandwiches. So there was a little fire going. It was actually, I had my L.L. Bean outerwear on, so I was toasty warm, actually. I wasn't all that cold.
Good.
The game, though, it was frigid. I mean, not the temperature, but just the playing of the Badgers. It was not good at all. Minnesota came in, the Flexters, and took Paul Bunyan's axe from the Badgers. It wasn't even particularly close. I mean, the Badgers only scored one touchdown the entire game. We left with about 8-9 minutes to go in the game in the fourth quarter and went over to Echo Tap. had a couple of beverages over there and just hung out a little bit, which was the better part of the deal in terms of the game. But no, it was fun, the camaraderie, just being around people and hanging out with Rob. So many thanks to him for lugging me along to that. We had a great time there. And Then I went back to Richland Center and then came back down to Cross Plains with Mom and my cousin to cut down Mom's Christmas tree at the tree farm there outside of Cross Plains. And then back to Richland Center and then took care of the outdoor stuff yesterday. And then back. So a lot of driving. There was a lot of the Dodge Ram got a lot of miles, but it was fun. And that's what the holidays are about, because you just think, well, I mean, life is short. And we never know how long any of us is going to be around, so you got to squeeze every drop out of the life of lemon that you can. And we did. And so we had some great food, great conversation, a little relaxation by the fire. So hopefully all you and yours had a great Thanksgiving Day as well. We're back into it now. And, of course, Christmas and Hanukkah right around the corner.
Right around the corner, indeed. It all goes so fast.
It does go so very fast. Lots to get to today, but I want to start off today, the 2nd of December. Happy birthday, Mr. Aaron Zommerz. Appreciate you. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
I don't have any of those toys over on this side, so I can't.
I figured you'd do something, probably the applause, but
right, I did that instead. Ripe old age of?
26.
26.
Today. Luckily, my birthday's at the beginning of the month, so I now have the rest of the month to figure out insurance, which our own HR director, Jacqueline, has been incredibly helpful with so far and
she's
set me on the path. Because I have some complicated stuff to figure out with that, and she is setting me on the right path to get it figured out by the end of the month.
Well, fantastic. Oh, Jacqueline is the absolute best. We appreciate her so very much. Appreciate you, Mr. Somers. Any big plans for today?
Well, no. I might go to the Nitty Gritty since, you know, it's the birthday bar.
Right.
I've never been there. And
I have
a gift card from our own Luke Mathers from a previous event. Not actually a birthday present, but it would fit.
Well, go because you get a commemorative mug and then you can drink whatever you want all day long out of that mug. Free.
I might have to go.
And get yourself a gritty burger with the gritty sauce.
I don't plan on going crazy drinking on a Monday night. But
no, but I mean, just a beverage.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
A free beverage.
Yeah. Absolutely. So a little nitty gritty. Your roommates going out with you or what?
Oh, one of them is still back at home in Illinois. We don't hold it against him. but the other one would if I say we're going to go to the nitty gritty.
Well, you should absolutely do it.
I'll go.
All right. Sounds good. Andrew watching in Maine on YouTube says, my Thanksgiving included 3 hours of moving 8 to 10 inches of snow. Yes, the Northeast got hit. Watched a little bit of the Buffalo game, San Francisco last night up there in Buffalo. And they got two feet of snow in Buffalo, and it looked like a snow globe out there. But it was a lot of fun to watch if you didn't have to be sitting out there or playing in it last night. So, Andrew, glad you got some snow moves. But anyway, happy birthday, Aaron. Appreciate you. And here's to another crazy trip around the sun.
Yeah, here we go.
Very good. We'll have more on that with Zommerz a little bit later on in the show. If you'd like to join us, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Glad to be back live with you here at the World Headquarters on a Saturday. And so here's the deal. I'm doing this show, by the way. I left my MacBook Pro 2 years doing this show. I've never done this. I had a video call this morning with our own Luke Mathers from home. And I don't know why. This is where my mind is at. And I ended up leaving my laptop on my desk at home and coming into work. And I got it. So Luke, God love him, he finds a PC laptop to help me through today's show. And that's lovely. And I appreciate it. The thing is, it's like, you know, having an automatic and someone says you could borrow my stick shift car and you're like, I can get there, but it's going to take me a minute. So.
Yeah, it can't confirm. He's never forgotten his computer. Even when it was broken, he went out and bought a new one rather than not having one.
I know. And this is my first time in 2 years. But anyway, always the first time for everything. But thank you to Lukester for setting me up. We'll get through this. Last to get to today on this Monday, December 2nd, kind of catch up on things happening over the weekend. Donald Trump nominating Kash Patel, better known as Kashmir McLeod Patel. No, not really. Kashmir McLeod is a character in primary colors. Kash Patel, very controversial nominee. We'll talk about that. Also, President Joe Biden, after saying during the campaign that he would not pardon his son Hunter, switched that up yesterday and announced he will pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Talk about that a little bit. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, yesterday threw his hat into the ring for the Democratic National Committee chairman to run the Democratic Party nationally. We'll hear what Ben had to say in his announcement yesterday. And, of course, the Badger lost. They lose the Axe over the weekend. And talk about college football is a bit of a mess this weekend. Michigan, unranked, went into the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio, and beat second-ranked Ohio State, knocked them out of the Big Ten championship game. And then Michigan tried to, they call this planting their flag. So they have like their school flag on a plastic pole. And they go out in the middle of the field. Of course, most of these fields are artificial now, artificial turf. And they tried to plant the flag in the artificial turf. Well, that ticked off the Ohio State boys. And there was a melee. And actually, pepper spray was used by the Ohio State police on a couple of the Michigan State players. Michigan players. Both schools have been fined a couple of hundred grand over this. And then the same thing happened against North Carolina State and North Carolina. Tried to plant flags. I mean, what has this come to? I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to debate all of that. Also, a what's worse for you coming up in hour two as well. Oh, Donna says it's pronounced Cash Patel.
Yes, it is. Right. I was going to mention that later, but.
Well, what did I say? Patel?
Yes.
Patel, tomato, tomato.
Todd, toad.
Right, yeah. Lots of things. By the way, lots of things you could call Cash Patel. And Patel is the nicest one of them. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kathy, listening in Madison. Kathy, thanks for calling in. Let's see.
Well, hi. I just called in to wish Aaron a happy birthday. And
great.
Also to mention that Aaron Rodgers turns 41 yes. today as
really?
Well.
And it's Britney Spears' birthday.
And Britney Spears. Aaron has the list in front of him, you know.
That is great.
That's pretty much it. I was surprised to hear that somebody saying that they were going to keep Coach Fickell or Fickell, however you say his name, give him another year, give him another chance. But yeah. And
well, I mean,
Go
ahead.
Thought that perhaps it's the college or Madison. I'm in Madison.
Yeah.
And I know it's such a big drinking town. I have a feeling, I wonder how much the Badgers, you know, drink or don't drink, et cetera. And yeah. As to why they suck so bad, you know.
Well, I think the players by and large have given it their all this last couple of years. I just think it's very hard. I think the players are giving it their all. I think they're working hard.
Oh.
I think it comes down.
So?
I do. I mean, I don't think there's hardly any players who are like, oh, I'm just going to mail this in. I think it's very difficult when you completely change the identity of a program for those guys that stuck around and for the new ones coming in, trying to integrate into that. I think that's a high task to ask of any young student athlete.
Sure.
And I think it comes down to the top. You know, I think it comes down to the coaching.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would like to see a change, but there are like 33 million reasons, meaning Luke Fickell's salary, why he will probably get another year. So we'll see.
I suppose he's got a contract of some sort or whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Give away money if he...
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate you.
Have a good day. I enjoy your show. And happy birthday again, Aaron. And
thank you very much.
26. And compared to, you know, old man Rodgers, hey, you're just a ute.
That's right, a ute. Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac is up next. Your phone calls as well. We celebrate Mr. Zomers on his birthday and Aaron Rodgers as well. RELAX. Relax. It's the All Ball Show.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tallahall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Britney Spears, the birthday girl, celebrating with her own Aaron Zomers. As they say in The Price is Right, come on down. Later on this afternoon, Britney Spears, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Zomers, celebrating along with... It's a big birthday day. I did not realize this, Zomers. We have other civic media colleagues who share your birthday.
Yes, we do. Brittany Merlot, one of our meteorologists. Happy birthday, Brittany.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Chad Holmes, the great Chad Holmes, yes, of the Chad Holmes Show. Happy birthday.
Chad, the Swiss Army knife of civic media, Chad Holmes, does it all up there in Wausau. Happy birthday, Chad Holmes.
Not a civic media employee, but Dr. Kristen Wiley. Happy birthday to you.
Dr. Kristen Wiley, who, I mean, she's a part of our family here. The incomparable Dr. Kristen Wiley. Happy birthday, Dr. Wiley. That's fantastic.
There may be others that I'm missing off the top of my head. But this morning, I missed my own birthday party because Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, at the beginning of his first hour, invited all of us to come on and celebrate. And I slept like a rock until 10 a.m., which was I missed too much. So well, if you're listening, Pat, sorry about that and everybody else. But happy birthday to all of you folks.
You needed to catch up on your sleep. 22 past hour of 12 noon, 855-752-4842. Got to catch it up on the weekend news here, going through a bunch of the headlines for you. Invite you to join in. Mark from Pere de Sac listening in. Mark, happy December to you, my friend. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. What say you?
Yeah, I certainly did. The day before Thanksgiving, I got a nice dough.
Oh, great. Congrats.
Venison there, and that she just collapsed when I, you know, after I squeezed the trigger. So that's always good when they just clean.
No suffering.
No suffering at all. I mean, she just folded. I mean, it is just, it was wonderful to get out in the woods there and talk to my chickadee friends when I hang my little bird feeder up there, and they come and visit me all day. And that, but it's just nice to get out in the woods, and we had some snow up there this year finally. That for partway, once we got into the season, I think the second or third morning we had snow on the ground. Got kind of damp there because it was wet, heavy snow kind of thing. But nice to be out, and roads were. I came back on Friday, and the roads were, traffic was fairly light, and that it's just nice to be back and trying to get back in the loop and try not get depressed about the corrupt picks that Trump is going to have for his cabinet. It just is amazing that, some of these people that you'd think Trump could be able to find somebody better than this, and he's just picking people that were loyal to him. And once again, as I said before, the fealty is supposed to be to the country and to the Constitution, not to Donald Trump. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what Donald Trump is supposed to have his fealty to, is to the people, not himself. And for a lot of MAGA out there, they don't care. I think that Trump, is free to do whatever Trump wants to do because he has, they claim he has a mandate. Well, if Trump has a mandate, then Joe Biden should have had a mandate with his, more thumping victory over Trump back in 2020. But of course, they say, well, Trump didn't really lose; that it was all faked, and they stole the election from him. And mm-hmm. Cash Patel, the FBI guy, is one of the guys promoting that kind of theory. And it is just the truth is definitely not with Donald Trump. I mean, that is something else.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Let's talk about this a bit. Cash Patel, Donald Trump's pick to lead the FBI, is an ardent supporter of the president-elect, has vowed to help dismantle the same organization he's poised to lead. And to Mark's point, this gets into something I've talked about before on this show, and I get it. I'm more than a little biased because I spent many years working for either the House of Representatives in Washington or here in Madison mostly, and then also in the state legislature in the U.S. or the Wisconsin State Senate. And I saw firsthand when good people are elected to these institutions, when they're run by good people. And here's the thing about institutions. When I say institutions, I mean some of the foundational tenets of our state and country. The Wisconsin State Senate, the Wisconsin State Assembly, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Congress, the Supreme Court. They're institutions that were set up foundationally in the Constitution. And they're not meant particularly to move quickly. I mean, on the federal government side, the reason we elect our U.S. senators every 6 years or a third at a time is to slow down the reaction. And that's why the U.S. House of Representatives is all up every other year. They're supposed to be the reactionary body of what's going on at the time. And the Senate is supposed to be the more deliberative body that takes a longer view approach. That's in theory, at least how it was set up. But look at the Wisconsin State Senate, which I spent a lot of time working in. Yes, you have the Republicans, the Democrats, and the leaders of both sides. But ask anybody who knows anything about state government, who for years has run the place, has kept it consistent, and the name Donnie Schneider will come up. He was the Senate chief clerk for years. And after him, Rob Marchant. These are the people and the people that work under them that never change. They don't, I shouldn't say never, but rarely. They're not partisan. They're there to protect the institution, to bring consistency to our government. And yes, there are, you can argue and debate, well, it doesn't always work efficiently. There are places that we can improve it. Absolutely. But it brings consistency to our government and our way of life. And now Trump is appointing people like Cash Patel to lead the FBI, who wants to dismantle it. He's a former public defender, widely viewed as a controversial figure, and one whose value to the president-elect largely derives from their shared disdain for established power in Washington. Putting him in charge of the FBI would require forcing out current director Christopher Wray, who, by the way, was appointed by Donald Trump in 2017. His 10-year term expires in 3 years. And it's a move that's already prompted bipartisan criticism. Come back, let you hear Kashmir Patel in his own words. Take your phone calls, talk about Biden pardoning his son and Ben Wickler running for DNC chair. All that more on a Monday on the Todd Allball Show. And Aaron Zomer's birthday and Britney Spears and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
After its own presidential election, will Mexico stand by its decision to stop buying genetically modified corn? Almost all of the corn produced here in the U.S. is biotech corn, and Mexico is our number one buyer. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk more about it with Rabobank next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Andrek Payen joins us. He's a grains analyst with Rabobank and Rabo Research. He says Mexico just had its own presidential election, and the administration is not likely to change its course on no longer buying genetically modified corn for human consumption.
I think the current administration in Mexico will continue to push for non-GMOs. It's a matter of where we're using or where Mexico is using that corn, right? A lot of the case that's been made is that they don't want GMO corn for human consumption, but technically a lot of what Mexico imports is actually for animal feed. So the big question is, are we getting, you know, that conversation in the table or not? And how are we expressing that to farmers in the U.S. or Mexico?
This trade dispute, a little bit of an unknown as the U.S. also transitions to a new president. Andrek Payen joins us, a grains analyst with Rabobank and Rabo Research. Stick around for a look at our midday commodity prices coming up next.
Spain and Portugal, that's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
Monday from Chicago, grain markets are mixed. Cash corn is up a penny at $4.34 a bushel. December 2025 new crop corn is up a quarter of a cent at $4.31¾. Cash soybeans are down 8 cents at $9.81½. And November 2025 new crop soybeans are 9 cents lower at $10.01¾. Cash wheat is up 2¼ cents at $5.50¼. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up a half a cent at $5.64¼. And Class 3 milk contracts are trading lower. January milk down 7 cents at 1818 a hundredweight, and February milk down 6 cents at 1855. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 32. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30 with some light snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we're live from our Oshkosh studio with Dale Anderson of the Military Veterans Museum.
Plus, we'll hang out with Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh. Man, I hope we make it on time.
Me too.
Join us.
the top. Can't you see? Sorry, I interrupted.
She wasn't ready yet. Now she is.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, December 2nd. Zalmer continues to play his co-birthday cohort music here on the show. Is that more Britney? Hello, is this thing on? Are we on the air?
Yes, sorry. I was trying to find the end spot of the song.
It's fine. It's no big deal. Which one? I'm not
that's,
sure.
Sorry, that's Toxic. That's probably my favorite Britney Spears song.
Really?
It's just so catchy.
It is. It's a catchy little tune. Absolutely. Before we move on, I did want to bring up this broke a couple hours ago. I should have mentioned it at the top of the show, but we had Zalmer's birthday to talk about. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died at the age of 81. Prosser served 18 years on the state's highest court and was previously Assembly Speaker before that. Governor Tommy Thompson appointed Prosser to the Supreme Court in 1998. He was elected to a 10-year term on the bench in 2001 and 2011 before stepping down in 2016. According to Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, in a statement this morning, she said, on behalf of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I expressed our profound gratitude to Justice Prosser for his decades of service and his unwavering dedication to justice, fairness, and the betterment of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also commented today on Prosser's death, writing in a statement, quote, Dave committed his life to serving others and finding solutions to improve our state. He was an exemplary leader and an inspiration to us all. Again, David Prosser dead at 81. Complicated guy would be my take on that. Knew him tangentially, met him a few times. An awkward man. I think awkward is a good way to describe him. Never seemed to be really truly comfortable in his own skin. Someone who rose to the position of Assembly Speaker, but was never great at glad-handing or retail politics in particular. A good thinker, I would say, a good strategist. And again, a guy who, if you apply David Prosser to the time when he was Assembly Speaker to what we have today as a current MAGA Republican Party, the two just don't match up by and large. And once he got on the Supreme Court, that's when the guy, in my opinion, kind of changed. And I'll have to find it here. Remind me, Zalmer, I'll try to find it during our break. There was a story several years ago. I think it was in ProPublica, but it could have been The Guardian. It was either ProPublica or The Guardian. And it was a profile piece on Scott Walker and Act 10 and David Prosser. And to this day, it remains one of the most well-written, well-researched, in-depth, revealing articles of journalism I've ever read. The authors did quadruple checking of their facts and research. And it was one of these articles that every so often that you literally had, they should have been broken up, you know, into several series or something. Like it probably took me, I can't remember off the top of my head now, a good 2 to 3 hours to get through this because it was so nuanced. You had to just stop, occasionally look up a word, digest it, because it really got, you had to force yourself through some of this stuff. But what made it so interesting, and having known several of these people in the article and knowing it to be true, David Prosser did not want to run his last time when he ran for re-election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this article uncovers that the powers that be within the Wisconsin Republican Party basically said, no, you're running. Because the whole thing was they needed David Prosser to be on the Supreme Court to make sure that Scott Walker never got held liable for his actions leading up to Act 10. And they forced David Prosser, who probably wasn't in position to run again, to run, and he won. And of course, towards the end of his term, it ended very unceremoniously when he literally attacked liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in their chambers around the neck. The guy just lost it. And so I think he was a very conflicted person. Yes, you know, like all of us, there's good and bad. But a complicated guy, a guy in his own way who I think at the beginning of his career certainly wanted to do the best for Wisconsin, but got caught up in the machinery of Wisconsin Republican politics. And very sad ending to what parts of were a good career. So David Prosser dead at the age of 91. Pardon me. Check that. 81. Want to get back to this Cash Patel character. And again, Trump has nominated him to be the head of the FBI. The current director, Christopher Wray, was appointed by Trump in 2017. So Trump would have to fire his own appointment to get this new guy, Patel, in.
Well, that's something he's no stranger to doing.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the FBI director also has to be confirmed by the Senate, where members are already bracing how they'll navigate a slew of unorthodox Trump selections. Let's give you a couple of takes on this guy, Cash Patel. Here's Kashmir, that's his full name. I know it goes by Cash. Kashmir Patel, in his own words, from a few years back on his view then of the FBI.
I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
So there you go. Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI and that it's going to use the institution to come after the media. And again, he is repeating false information, lies, that somehow the 2020 election was rigged or stolen, which it was not. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And saying that they're going to use the FBI to go after, quote unquote, these people. This should scare the bejesus out of anyone who cares about the Constitution and the rule of law. And you say, well, Todd, I mean, sure, now you're a former Republican. You've got an axe to grind here. What do you know? All right, fair. So don't take it from me. Take it from Donald Trump's own MAGA Republican former Attorney General Bill Barr. Bill Barr served as Attorney General under Donald Trump. In his new book, Bill Barr talks about thwarting Trump's attempt then to make Cash Patel the deputy FBI director. Reading now directly from Bill Barr's book. Listen to this. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the president then started advancing the idea of appointing Cash Patel as deputy FBI director. Patel, who was completing a stint as deputy to acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, had been a staffer to Congressman Devin Nunes, who had served briefly on the NCS, National Security Council, staff at the White House under Trump. I categorically opposed making Patel deputy FBI director. I told Mark Meadows, and I'll step away, to Mark Meadows was chief of staff to Trump at the time. Back to what Bill Barr wrote. Quote, I told Mark Meadows it would happen, quote, over my dead body, unquote. In the first place, all leadership positions in the Bureau, except the director, have always been FBI agents. They're all gone through the same training and have had broad experience in the field and at headquarters. Someone with no background as an agent would never be able to command the respect necessary to run the day-to-day operations of the Bureau. Furthermore, Patel had virtually no experience that would qualify him to serve at the highest level of the world's preeminent law enforcement agency. The Bureau already had an exceptionally able deputy, David Bowditch, whom I had total confidence. He was a strong leader with high integrity. He was indispensable as far as I was concerned. The very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. The words of former United States Attorney General Bill Barr, Attorney General under and to Donald J. Trump. So let's be very clear. This is not the left calling out the nomination of Patel. This is the right. This is the Attorney General under Donald Trump calling it a shocking detachment from reality, unquote, to nominate this guy as the deputy director. And now Trump wants to put him in as director of the FBI. Not to mention, of course, how he singles out that clip we played for you to come after the media. And we've talked about this a lot on this show, and we'll continue to do that. Because it's something, you know, as a person in the media, I'm a little interested in this. The fact that the United States government is now, at least they're telegraphing under the new Trump administration, that they intend to use the powers of the federal government to come after media. Not because they've broken some sort of FCC violation. Not because of criminal wrongdoing or financial malfeasance. But because they don't like what they're saying. And they're basing it on proven lies. The 2020 election was not stolen. It was not rigged. That has been proven. But now the guy who Trump wants to lead the FBI says they're going to take those unproven lies and use them as reason to legally go after media to silence them. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to quickly to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. About a minute and a half. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I want to say happy birthday, Aaron. You do a great job, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
We listen to you every day. So anyway, people really need to look at these things and stop watching Fox News, for heaven's sakes, because they've been sued in the past for spreading lies, and they never do anything negative on their hero, because if they didn't have Donald, they wouldn't have you guys watching their show. So anyway, people really need to look at these people. They have to have experience. Hey, this is our security within our country. Folks, if you have somebody that commits a crime against you, you need experienced FBI people. And you also need people there who are not biased, who only work for one man, who need to protect your families. This is an intelligence. Wake up, folks. This is no joke. This is no game. This is serious business. I've been watching for years. I've been watching live when they have meetings and conferences and read all the court records. This is serious stuff, folks. Mm-hmm. You need to have your voices heard and call in and say, hey, I voted for you, but I don't agree with this kind of thing. Study it. Learn it. We're not lying here. Right. This is real, folks. Thank you very much for all the work you're doing here and educating people, because I agree with you 100%. I watched what happened in our state here, and I watched through our country here, and it's not a pretty sight, and we all got to work together instead of nailing each other. Have a good day, guys, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Gene. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll continue on more of this discussion. L.A. Tom is next from the West Coast. Your phone calls as well. Talk more about the current events and celebrate Zomer's birthday with music like this right here on the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Superstar, where you from? How's it going? I know you got a clue what you're doing. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are, baby.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour number 2, more of your phone calls. We'll continue on talking about Joe Biden pardoning his son Hunter last night. Ben Wickler running for the Democratic National Chairmanship position. A little bit more on the Wisconsin Badger football team. What will this all mean? Losing the axe to Minnesota. Broke their 22-year streak of going to bowl games, streak of having a winning record, and your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Spending a lot of time talking about this appointment of Kash Patel to lead the FBI by Donald Trump over the weekend, getting lost in the fray. And see, this is the pattern, right? It's the fire hose of information. What that means is, you know, like if you have a garden hose in the summer, right? You might turn it on, water the flowers or whatever, and then it's hot. And if you grew up like I did, you put the garden hose out there and you take a cold drink of water right out of the hose. It gives you a little, it helps your immune system a little bit. Nothing wrong with that.
But a fire hose?
But a fire hose. You try to open up the fire hose and then put that up to your face and try to rip your face off. Too much pressure, you understand? You can't do it. There's so much water coming out, you can't deal with any of it. And so when we use the phrase, it's a fire hose of information here, it means that Trump is putting so many things out there so quickly that you can't keep track of it all. And so lost in the Kash Patel nomination and the Joe Biden pardon was the fact that Donald Trump named his son-in-law's father. Remember Jared, his son-in-law? The well-kept husband of Ivanka? Jared Kushner's father, Charles Kushner. Oh, yes, we're going up to New England to summer with the Kushners, Charles Kushner. talk about pardons. Trump pardoned Charles Kushner back in 2020. Well, Trump just nominated this guy to be ambassador to France, one of our most trusted and long allies, most important allies. Charles Kushner, ambassador of France. Kushner, this guy is the one, he hatched a scheme. It involved a prostitute to entrap his brother-in-law and eventually pleaded guilty to tax evasion and making illegal campaigns donations. So this guy hired a prostitute to seduce his own brother-in-law, made a videotape of it, and showed it to his sister. This is the kind of guy this guy is. I only wish Matt Flynn was on the air with me right now, because I can't wait to hear what he would say.
Oh, he'd have something real funny right? to say about it, I'm sure.
Remember Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey? He was a federal prosecutor. He prosecuted this guy, Charles Kushner. And Chris Christie said it was, quote, one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes, unquote, he had ever prosecuted as a U.S. attorney. And Trump nominates this guy to be the ambassador of France. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the West Coast. L.A. Tom in Los Angeles. Tom, thanks for listening. What's up?
Hey, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say that, one, I am a proud Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat, and I believe in the New Deal, and I believe in the Second Economic Bill of Rights. I'd recommend everyone read it because I think that's what the Democrats should be running on. And second, I don't know if we'll agree on this next point, but Ronald Reagan got his dream come true, but he should have said the worst words in the English language is, I am here from the Republican government and I'm here to help you.
I get what you're saying, and I don't totally disagree with you. I think there's common ground to be had on that. I mean, in my, hindsight being 2020, I mean, Reagan was the first campaign ever volunteer. I was too young to vote, but volunteered on. I think at the time that there were parts of the Reagan campaign and presidency that were good for America. Talking about American exceptionalism, giving people faith, restoring American identity to some degree. But yes, trickle down economics.
Turned out AIDS Day the other day.
What?
You know, it was World AIDS Day the other day, and we know what he did for people in the gay community.
That's a whole other. Again, I think that what people knew about HIV and AIDS in 1981, 82 versus what we know in 2024 was very different. And again, whether it was staged, whether it was real, I don't know. But Nancy Reagan was the first predominant person to pick up a child with AIDS, to hold it in her arms and say, look, I mean, we have to show love and empathy to everyone. We could go back and put current information into other people's. But yes, but I think the point that you make here, that Reagan, look, part of it was a campaign line, and it was a great campaign line, by the way, that, I'm here for the government. I'm here to help. The government isn't the solution, it's the problem.
Because listen to your problem, see it as the problem.
Right. Because I think that there are, and based on my service, both in the state and federally, there are times when government does overstep. I mean, I'll tell you very quick, when I was working for Dale Schultz, there was a person who had bought land in a development up by, it was Castle Rock Lake or somewhere, and a cattail started to grow in the middle of this lot that had already been developed and sold. And the Wisconsin DNR wanted to stop these people from building the retirement home for a cattail. And
is that local government or federal government?
That's state government. It was state government. There are cases where government oversteps, but does government have a responsibility to help bring people to an equal starting line to help those less fortunate? Yes, I totally think that's true. Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for the call. Always a good one. 855-752-4842. Back with more on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on Zomer's birthday on the Civic Media. Ready to go.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Dom Salvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a